10, Mark 10, 13 to 16. So we read that together, shall we? Can you see that? People were bringing little children to Jesus, to him, to place their hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. You see, this little boy is a miracle baby. You see this little girl? Miracle child. You probably, if you're visiting, don't know about them, but both of them were born earlier than they should have been. And so there were some challenges for mom and the children and dad, who had to try and be like God in two places at once many times. Very stretching for them. But this morning we're taking this opportunity to dedicate Luke, Robert, Jack, Denscombe. It's a mouthful, isn't it, when you're naughty? Robert, Jack, Luke, whatever your name is. And we've come to thank God for the giver of this precious life, for creation, for the creation and the birth of Luke. And today, Mark and Charlotte are making a promise to God, before God, that they will endeavour to instruct and teach Luke in the Christian faith, and to encourage him to have his own personal faith and relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what Christian parents do. They encourage their children. So we're going to ask Mark and Charlotte to answer something and say yes in a minute. But I want to remind us, church, that children are of ultimate worth to Jesus. Do you know that? You know, if Jesus was taking a service today, these would be first on his list. Jesus always has time for children. And in doing so, church, he sets an example for us to remind us to care and to love for the little ones that we have. So Mark and Charlotte, in presenting Luke to the Lord Jesus Christ, do you promise that you would instruct and teach Luke the truths and duties of the Christian faith, and by prayer, teaching and example, encourage him to have his own personal faith and relationship with Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Thank you. Leadership team, could you come up? That'd be great. And come and stand around them. That'd be lovely. Could you move forward a little bit so they can come around and get their hands around you? So, church, this is your opportunity now. If you want to stand with them, if you are willing to encourage them, to pray for them, I know you've already prayed a lot and you've helped them in many, many ways. If you're willing to do that and you're willing to set an example, you hear what I'm saying, set an example in the Christian faith for them, would you stand with them today? And we're going to pray. And then the people that are going to be coming up to pray as well, if you can be ready to come up, that'd be good. So, Heavenly Father, we know that Luke is of infinite worth and value to you. We pray today that your blessing will descend upon little Luke, that he may grow to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Father, we pray that you would guard him and protect him. We pray, Lord, that your hand would always be with him and he would know your presence constantly in his life. We pray for Mark and Charlotte. We pray that you will help them too, to bring him up in your ways. As they make this promise today, Father, I pray you give them wisdom, patience, and all that is needed to bring up little Luke. So, Luke, you're going to come into my arms for a minute? You're going to come to me? There we are. No, we're going to do it quick then. Okay. Oh, he's not coming, okay. So, Luke, Robert, Jack, Denscombe, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I think we've got a congregation would like to take a seat for a minute. I think we've got some people coming up to pray. So if you're willing to come up and to pray, would you like to come and do that now? That would be lovely.
Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to give thanks, Lord, for how great and wonderful that you are, Lord. And thank you for this amazing bundle of joy that's Luke, Lord. You had your hand on him, Lord, since he was not even in our minds, Lord, but before the foundations of the world, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that as Mark and Charlotte, Sophie and Luke and, Lord, the rest of their family go on from here, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would fill them again, once again, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that, Lord, thank you that you are always with us, Lord. You never, never forsake us. And Lord, thank you that your hand has been on this family, Lord, the whole time, Lord, through all the things that they've been through. And Lord, we give thanks, Lord. Thank you for the amazing miracles, Lord, that you've performed. Lord, you're so amazing, Lord. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that as Luke gets older, Lord, as Sophie gets older, Lord, that you would give Mark and Charlotte, Lord, the wisdom, Lord, and the courage and the boldness, Lord, for you. So, Lord, I pray that you would fill little Luke with your Holy Spirit and Charlotte and Sophie and Mark. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, that you've given Mark and Charlotte, Luke, Lord, into their care. But, Lord, it is your child. Lord, we all belong to you. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this precious life of Luke. We thank you that you chose him from the very beginning to be given to Charlotte and to Mark for a sister, Sophie. Your hand formed him in the womb and you've kept him safe throughout the storm surrounding his early arrival. We pray that even at this young age you will fill him with your spirit. Let the flame burn inside him as he grows day by day, as his parents remain faithful in bringing him to church and into your presence. We thank you for his name, Luke, and we pray that Luke truly becomes the giver of life, of light. Let your light within him shine as a light to everyone he meets, guiding them towards your love. Set his feet upon the path you've laid for him and guide him as he grows and learns. Continue to protect his life as you've been doing since the moment he was conceived, and strengthen and encourage him as he navigates through his years, using your truth as a compass. Bless Mark and Charlotte as they care for him and give him the wisdom they need throughout every stage of his life. And bless Sophie for the love that she has for her baby brother, and continue to strengthen that bond between them so that they will always be a support and encouragement to one another. And Lord, help us all as a church family to look out for them and to be a continual support to them in their deepening faith, as well as help meet any needs that they may have in the future. In Jesus' name, he blesses family. Amen.
Lord, I just want to thank you today for Luke on his dedication day. Father, he really is such a happy little man, bringing so much joy to not only Mark, Charlotte and Sophie, but their family and friends. Father, we thank you that from the moment he was born, you wrapped your arms around him and protected him through his tough start in life. Lord, we thank you for the strength you gave Mark and Charlotte during the first few months, and we thank you that Luke is this amazing, strong little man today. Lord, we pray that as Luke grows, he becomes a boy who people see you through. They see the miracle life you gave him and see your love pouring out through all he does as he grows into a man for you. Lord, we pray for Mark and Charlotte that they will continue to have the strength they need to encourage Luke to walk on your path, and will tell him how great you are, so that when he grows, he knows more and more about you. Lord, we pray for Sophie, Lord, that she will continue to be the best big sister that she can be for Luke. We pray for this amazing family, that you will be there for them through the good and not so good times, that your love will pour over them through all they do. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for Luke, and we thank you for Mark and Charlotte and Sophie. We just thank you, Lord, that you knit Luke together in his mother's womb, and you knew him, and you knew his life. All the days of his life were written in your book long before he was born. We thank you, Lord, that you have had your hand over Luke and his family up until now, and we just ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless them all. We ask, Lord, that as he grows older and as he plans his course in life, that you would determine his steps, that you would guide him, you would comfort him, and you would keep him. And we ask, Lord, that you would guide and strengthen his family and his church family, that we would all continue to live our lives in a Christ-like manner to encourage him in his walk with you. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, what do we say? Tomorrow, it's 12 months since we've got Luke out of hospital. That's why we picked this weekend. And even though the first few months at home is a bit tricky, we've kept him out of hospital all year, and God's been really blessed him. And the hospital doctors and said, oh, we won't be doing stuff this early. He can climb the stairs and get into cupboards. It's a real miracle, isn't he? So just thank you for your prayers and stuff. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mark and Charlotte. We do love you, and we're really pleased that you were able to do today. Thank you so much. Let's give him a round of applause. Before we have communion today, there'll be a word shared. So if you're getting prepared to do your word, it will just be before communion. But sometimes in our Christian life, it's tough, isn't it? Sometimes we walk through valleys where actually it is so tough, so difficult. Yet Jesus always promised to be with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And out of it has come a miracle. This little boy, a miracle, even through a very difficult journey. So let's hold on to God for where we are in our life, and let's trust him for the miracles that we all need. Amen. It's my privilege to invite two young men. So if you'd like to come up, both of you, for a minute. That's great. So both of these young men, when we first ever went to Romania, who was on the first ever Romanian mission trip? Mark was on, yeah, who we just dedicated. John Hill was. Anybody else? And we met these young lads here. And they gave their life to Jesus, and they'll tell a little bit about what their testimony is. They'll share. They're actually missionaries, so part of Alien Missions. They're over here this week for that. And they helped lead the Roma church that Bob established a few years ago now, and they'll tell you a little bit of that. So this is Gabby, and this is Bogdan.
Okay. Blessed be the name of God, because we are back in middle of you here. It's not first time when I come in your church. I was coming 7 years ago with a puppet show, puppet ministry in UK. It was in your church, and you pray for us like we was praying before for our your teenagers for some exam, and God answered to that prayer, but not in my way, but in his way. Okay, I want to share with you my testimony, how I became a Christian, how I became an Elim missioner. My story began some years ago. Down my street was a church in somebody's home, was that church. My uncle, who was Christian, I start to go with him at the church. I remember I grab a book. I have 5 years then. I don't know to read, but I take it because I see the people who go to church. They have a book with them. And some years later, Please, we come to Romania to through that family who have the home church. After years, it was built the Romanian Pentecostal Church in the village, and I was attending to that programs to Elim missionaries. They start to come like in mission trips. I was attending for the beginning. After a few years, they build a center there. I was attending their programs. I was with the war. I was worldly. I go to their programs, youth programs. I was going with the friends in world, have parties, stuff like this. It's coming, I say before, in England. Then I don't was a Christian, but I start to search for God. When in 2012, when we was here, I was in the last year of high school, and we need to give an exam to like a degree, and he was praying for me. And the high school I finished, and I go back home from party, and I talk to my best mate from the high school, say, hey, I just want to take this exam to go to university, to have a lot of friends, a lot to go to parties, to do best stuff at university. And God stopped me. I told you God answered the prayer, but not in my way, but in his way. And I failed that exam from September. I start a job, and during that time I prepare for exam, because I can't give next summer. I prepare for exam. I remember in that period I was the youth program, and Bob, he made a call. If we want to give our life to Jesus, if we are ashamed to raise a hand or to go in front, if it's fine to go back home and to pray and ask God to come in our life. And this I was doing. I was going home and I pray and I ask God to come in my life. And something was changing in me. I start to pray more, to read the Bible, attending Bible study. And next year I take the exam and I go to university. When God set me in good way to be at university, I never go to parties in university and do bad stuff. I go there and I learn. Like a parenthesis, I'm a surveyor, and this is my degree. And I commit my life to Jesus. And 2015, I was planning to get baptized with Bogdan and with another guy. And I become from an Orthodox background. My parents are Orthodox, and they don't was agree with this. Why do you want to go to get baptized? And they don't was understanding. And we make like a deal. They stay wait for this because they was afraid to don't make a wrong step in my life. And I would say, okay, I'm gonna wait a year for you. And I was waiting on a year, and next year I get baptized. And from then I'm involved in the youth ministries, in our center, our early missionaries, in the local Pentecostal church. And after that moment, when I don't get baptized, I was down. I was crying. I was thinking I disown Jesus like Peter do. But Bob told me the story of Jesus. Say, hey, Peter disowns Jesus, but he raise up and go further. And on the day of the Pentecostal, he raise up and preach, and a lot of people come to know Christ. And I think Jesus and God want me to do this like Peter do. And I want to read a passage from Matthew chapter 26, from 69 to the end of chapter. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway. Wherever another girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them, for your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately a cock crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, "Before the cock crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. And I want to leave you with this passage. And I think God wants me to come here. And to Robin told me, if I want to come here to stay with him for a while and to learn more things about God and to go back in Romania with what I learned and put in practice and to raise people for God. And now I'm with a struggle, the same with my family. It's hard to go from home physically because we have a sheep farm, and I need to help them a lot, and it's hard now to leave. But I think it's going to be possible in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for me about this and to support me in prayer. May God bless you all.
So what we were just talking about there was that Bob and Liz's leadership at Romania have been praying about maybe this young man coming with us for 6 months for us to teach him to become a strong man of God, to learn from here and to go back and bless other people. So we'll pray if that's the right thing. So could you raise your hands towards this precious young man? It's difficult for him. He serves his family. He has to get up early hours in the morning. He stirs the church. He does many, many things. Big thing for him to come here. Father, we pray, Lord, that first of all, you'll bless this precious young man and his family. And through him, all his family will come into the kingdom. We pray for salvation into the household. And we ask, Lord, that you will just continue to bless him. And as my hand is upon his shoulder, Lord, your hand will be upon his shoulder. And Lord, you will speak and you will lead and you will guide. We've talked about miracles today. And Lord, we will need a miracle for this to happen. So Lord, if it's right, we will pray and happen in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you very much for this privilege to ask or invite us to be with you. And I felt God's presence and I've loved the kids program and how we worship. And may God bless you. And we are here because we finished the Mission Academy of Ilim last year. So we've been to the conference back in Malvern and we met Robin this morning, and he brought us here, and he asked us to share something about our story and how Ilim works in Romania. So I became a Christian 5 years ago, and even before that, I was attending the programs that Liz and Bob and Eddie, they were having in Romania, and obviously many of you came to Romania and visit us, and I was there, you know, surrounded by Christians, but I wasn't a Christian since till 5 years ago. So I want to read a passage from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 till verse 18. And this is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. I pray that out of his glorious riches he might strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Amen. While Gabby was sharing and we saw his steps in faith, I believe that all of us, we can look back in our life and see how God act in our life and how he managed to work with us in such a way that we are here today and we are in a spiritual relationship with God. And Paul is sharing to Ephesians his prayer, and I would like to grasp some teachings from this passage. And I believe that first teaching that we can grasp for here is that our spiritual welfare is the most important thing in our life. So our relationship with God is so important, much more valuable than other things like house, home, family. But if you are in a right relationship with God, that's the most important thing for ourselves, because from that relationship, everything's the power is coming. As I've read, Paul is saying that through his Spirit, we can strengthen in our inner being, so Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith. I will go back to my story, and I was surrounded by Christians, and I'm coming from Orthodox family too, and I had a dualistic life. So back in 2012, when I was here with the puppet group, I wasn't a Christian, but I was pretending that I am a Christian. So when I left England in 2012, I probably went back and partying, and I was DJing for a couple of years. So in my heart, Jesus wasn't there. I thought that it was, but he wasn't there, because when Christ is in our heart, we are seeking to do Lord's will. So if someone says that he's a Christian but he's looking to do his own will, he's not a Christian, because when Christ is in our hearts, we are seeking to do his will. So I just want to share how I've quit DJing. Obviously, after God entered into my life and he called me and I've repented of my sins, I was still DJing, and I've asked God, what should I do now, God? So I was DJing for another several months, and in one night I had a dream that I was DJing, and the music stopped. So the following morning I've said, well, I will quit this and I will trust God with his plans. So after that I was attending a Roma church planted by Bob and Edith, and many of you, you've been there. So I was trying to teach them. The Roma people that they are in that church, some of them, they can't read. And we started the church with like three guys and three sisters. So at the beginning, we were just reading the Bible together. That's the only thing that I could do, is just reading the Bible. And it's valuable for people that they can read, that someone will read God's word. But after that, things went well, and the church multiplied, and God called many, many people through faith. And you are more than welcome to come and experience with Robin and in another mission. As the verse 18 says, may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. This is the thing that we have to grasp and to understand, how wide, how big is God. And probably it's really hard for us to understand how big is God. And sometimes we compare God with our limitation, but we have to believe that this verse is true about God, and God is really, really big. So if you're struggling with sin or with something in your life, just pray and just ask God to fill your heart with Jesus. That's my encouragement to you. And it's a real privilege again to be with you. And I just want to thank Ilium for what they were doing in Romania. They came there. Some people, they sold their house and they came and saved there. So it's a real honor to be part of Ilium. And someone, you know, it's incredible how God works. You know, he's sending people from here over there, even that there are churches over there, to just to save some souls that no one wanted to be saved. You know, no one is agreeing with Roma, but God is sending people because he wants Romania saved and Roma saved. So thank you very much for praying for us. It's a real privilege to be with you, and may God bless you.
Don't you think their English is good? So you got to speak to them back now in Romanian. Is that okay? So this church has been planted right in the Roma community by Bob and Edith, right on the high street, on the main road. And when I went there a few years ago, we prayed and it was packed out with people. And we anointed everybody with oil. I got oil dripping from my hands everywhere. And God's really doing some amazing things there. And we want to start going back and taking trips back. There's some maintenance. You know that the house burnt down. You remember we showed you the pictures of the house. That house is now rebuilt. That finance has come in. But Bob and, well, Liz now. Bobby's staying back in England for a while now. Liz is living by faith, complete by faith. She's sold a house. She's given up a job. She's living out there on believing that God will provide everything. So there's still work for our teams to go out and rebuild. There's some building work that needs to be redone. There's some maintenance work to be done so we can take men and women out there to do some mission sometime this year, possibly to go and help bless them. And if you can do something, you can do something. Does that make sense? And you can go and encourage the church and encourage these young men who are going in to communities and blessing them. But this young man, he doesn't just look after that church. He goes into places where there's no Christian work, and he takes a whole group of young people and they go and do stuff in there. So the other Sunday when I... Do you remember I flew back from Romania? On that day, Bogdan... Did you go, Gabby? Did you go? Do you remember you went off into the villages and you were sharing all day, the whole day in the communities there?
Yeah, I will share what I'm doing. So on Monday night, we have some Bibles, Bible groups, and we are around 60, 70 kids there. So please pray for them, you know, because we want them for a real young age to become followers of Christ. You know, they are coming from poor families, from families that they are not encouraging them. And what Robin was sharing about this group, I'm going for a group in a Baptist church, so we encourage mission. So one Sunday per month, we are just going out to share the gospel in villages. So pray for us. You know, we we would like to see how God is moving into Cluj. Cluj is a big city, it's 500,000, and many students are coming there. So we don't need a lot of structure to go there or to raise a lot of funds to share the gospel, because people are coming there. So please, every time when you remember Romania, pray for Cluj. We would like to see a revival. As you know, Romania was a communist country till 1989, and the church was very strong in that time. But now, with this freedom, you know, the church is, they are still powerful, that we can be even more powerful with the help of God. And I would like to see a revival in the churches in Cluj. So please, every time when you remember of us, pray for Cluj and Romania. Thank you.
Great. So at one point, they were bringing 200 children in a week to this centre. Now the centre's reopened now, and those kids are going to come in. So what I'd like you to do, guys, could you just stand down there for me? And all the guys that have ever been to Romania, would you come and surround them just go back, that's it. Would you like to come and pray? All those that have ever been to Romania, when you just come around them, that'd be great. So what we'd like to do is just pray God's blessing upon them. This is a season at the moment where God is doing something very precious there. And we're going to be involved in that a little bit more. Could you move forward a little bit? That's great. That's good. So church, this is where we can pray. We can pray for a miracle for them both. That God will use them in power. The Orthodox faith is very strong. They don't think Pentecostals are good things, good people. So to break into that is amazing. So let's raise our hands, church. Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus that you will pour your spirit upon these precious young men. When they go back this week, something will happen where their flame will burn even brighter than it's ever done before. Pray, Father, for a greater outpouring of your spirit upon their life. We pray, Father, that all that they turn their hand to, they'll succeed. We pray, Father, when they speak the word of God, people will get saved. We pray, Father, when they pray for the sick, they will get healed. We pray, Lord, that those churches will continue to grow. And we pray for the young people that are standing in Romania. Lord, I thank you for those young people that I met that were so full of you, so full of Jesus. Lord, I ask, Lord, that there will be revival in that Cluj, in that place of Cluj, and those young people will reach their generation. Lord, thank you for what you're doing right now in Eastern Europe, in Eastern Europe. The way your spirit is just flooding and flowing across those nations. So, Lord, we ask for more in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So if you want to have a speak with them afterwards, please encourage them so that you might have a word from God for them.
Yeah, I do have a word, actually. Earlier in the service, I saw a picture of just really golden ears of corn, and I thought, I was just relating it to us here in England, in Redditch. And I saw like a man with a sickle, and we know what the corn is. It's the harvest that's coming in. But God showed me something much bigger, and it was a huge combine harvester, and that it's not just going to be one or two going out with a sickle, but the church is going to be mobilized, and it's going to be like a mighty combine harvester that's going to bring in the harvest. Amen.
Does anybody else have anything they want to share? So guys, be blessed. Be doubly blessed. Walk with the presence and power of God. So Bogdan will be at the conference, and Gabby will be going back because he's got to repair the barn. So great. Let's give him a round of applause. Worship team, could you come back now? Thank you. So we were going to continue to partner with the work in Romania. Ask God how you can be involved and what you'd like to do. We're going to have some worship now. We're going to move into a time of communion in a little while. When we do take communion, this is for everybody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you love Jesus, come and join us as we take communion in a little while. And if you're going to, where's Rachel? Is she gone? Not you, not that Rachel, sorry. Pastor Rachel. Did you want to do anything with the communion, or shall I just introduce it? Okay. So we're going to have some worship, and then what song are we doing communion, Rachel? Okay. So at the start now? So Okay. So we're going to have a time of worship, and as we do so, just take your time to come up to the front. We need to go and tell the children. So